spoken English, so I think it's correct that I reply to you in English. I came to the region yesterday from Accra to do two things. First of all, to come and thank the Western region for the solid support they gave my party, the New Patriotic Party, and myself during the last election. We are now the majority party in the Western region, 16 seats out of the 26, and the majority of the presidential vote. So it's important that I come and express my deep appreciation to the region. And the second is using the occasion also to give a sort of an account, a report, if you like, of what these 6-7 months have brought to the people of Ghana, especially in terms of the commitments that I made before the Ghanaian people as to what we would do if we got the opportunity of office. So the visit is combining both objectives. But in planning the trip and knowing I was going to go from Halfasini to Axim, the decision was that I should stop here and have a look at this plant and what is going on. And what's the reason? The reason is very simple. So much of the future of our country is bound up with this plant and with this activity that is taking place. If indeed we are going to succeed in being able to transform the nature of the Ghanaian economy, move it from an agrarian-based economy producing raw materials to an industrial value-added economy, Atuabo is absolutely critical. So I thought it was right that I should come and have a look for myself at what it was all about and what it is doing. So first of all, I have to congratulate you for being the landlord of this vital national asset. And seeing you and hearing you, I know that this asset is in safe hands. You're exactly the sort of modern progressive chief who should be looking after an asset such as this. I believe that the concerns that you have about spatial and land planning, environmental safety, and also, of course, the conception of the Freeport. These are all extremely important and absolutely on point. I want to add, though, something, and that is an appeal to everybody here. One of the problems we've had in our past is that we have been very poor at maintaining things in Ghana. Buildings are built, factories are established, facilities are established, and within months, years, before you know it, they're deteriorating because there is no culture of maintenance. I am praying to God that with your leadership here and understanding of the issue, you will insist to Mr. Asante and to the others here that the maintenance of the plant is absolutely vital for the future prosperity of our country and for the well-being of the plant. So I'm hoping that these words would encourage all of you to pay a lot of attention to the issue of maintenance. The other matters that you have indicated, the issue of food security. You know about the program that we have unveiled, Planting for Food and Jobs. It is meant to do exactly that. Begin the process of securing the food security of our country and being able to be self-reliant on Ghanaian agriculture to produce the food that we all need. It's not right that we should be producing importing basic things like rice and plantain and pepper from Cote d'Ivoire, from Burkina Faso, etc. We are capable of producing these things ourselves here, and I'm determined that we should go back to the old days in Ghana and produce these things ourselves. Now, the issue of Galamsey is, as you know, critical to me. And it is bound up with the issue of our environment. We came to meet a Ghana where our rivers were working and our forests were in good state. It is our duty to hand that over to the next generation. The same way that it was handed over to us, we have to hand it over to the next generation and maintain the soundness of our environment. So the mining, we can never ever get away from mining. A country that used to be called the Gold Coast, that is synonymous with mining. Indeed, the first Europeans that came to Ghana, the Portuguese, the first city that they founded, Elmina. Elmina means simply the mine in Portuguese. It's because they were aware that we are a mining country. So nobody, no president, can come and say he's banning mining. That is, I can never do that. And that is not my interest. But just as in the old days, when the leadership was in the hands of you, the chiefs, you insisted on certain environmental practices that made it possible for the lands to be well kept and the waters to be well kept. So in our time, we have to do the same and make sure that our rivers and our lands are in good shape. That is all the fight that I'm fighting. And I know that the overwhelming majority of the people of Ghana are solidly in support of this struggle for a clean environment and for a sustainable future. And the understanding of the plant and the issue of jobs is also bound up very much with the question of education. You know that it is a matter on which I, in fact, stake my political career and reputation. Providing education to all our young people. Those who said I couldn't do it, that I was doing it for propaganda reasons, I hope that when in September the free senior high school program begins, I'm hoping that they will have the generosity of heart and of character to say, Nana, ubonie, ubonie. The roads you want to have done with this facility here, it shouldn't be a matter you should ask any Ghanaian government. We should do it as a matter as automatic. Unfortunately, I came to inherit an empty treasury and a lot of debt. It doesn't frighten me, because I think that if you have the courage, you have the ideas, and you have the determination, you can turn around the situation. You can convert debt into money. And that's what we began to do. We began to put the public finances of our country on a sound footing. And with that, we will have the opportunity to do all of these matters that you see. Esiama and Crawford and Yenesing Kwesi Krum Road. We will, I believe that by the time my 4 years is up, you'll see that I came here to make promises that have been kept. All right, in conclusion, let me also express my appreciation at the decisions that I've taken in terms of the leadership of these places. That the young Bozo is and also Ben Asante, as a young man of character and of learning and capacity, will be able to provide the right leadership. I myself am extremely happy and appreciative and lucky that in my time I find a chief like you in charge of a place like this. Thank you, and may God bless you and all the people here. Thank you.